has been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, the June 13th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we have a mixed start to the market with the Dow being down 8 points right now, which puts us at 25,314. But over at the NASDAQ is up 20 points. The small cap stocks and technology stocks continue to lead this current market. The NASDAQ now stands at 7,723. The S&P 500, which is kind of in the middle of the NASDAQ and the Dow, the S&P is up 2 points to 2,788 as it closes in on 2,800. And I believe that's a new all-time high for the S&P 500. I'll have to look that one up, but we're getting very close. Russell 2000, a little quiet today. It's flat, but it had a very good day yesterday. That's the small cap index. That's one of the small cap indexes. The Russell 2000 is at 1,682. We've got crude oil down another 37 cents today to $65.99. Continuing to see some weakness in the energy patch. Meanwhile, silver up 9 cents, $16.98. The 10-year yield at 2.96%, and the Bitcoin continues to just get crushed. Bitcoin now is down. Bitcoin is at $6,458, down $98 per coin. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We're always waiting for something in the market every single day, right? The market's on hold, awaiting this earth-shaking news that will bend the market wildly one way or another. Well, on Monday, it was the North Korean summit. Today is Wednesday, and it's the Fed statement that they will make later on today. How important are central banks around the world to the stock market and to the bond markets? Well, it brings the whole market to its knees as they breathlessly await that statement from the Fed. Will they change one word here or one word there? Will they become more hawkish, meaning they're on the warpath to raise rates, or will they become more dovish? They'll become less apt to raise rates anytime soon. Well, today we fully expect another quarter point rate hike today. And then, of course, everyone will wait Chairman Jerome Powell's press conference. Now, that name doesn't roll off my tongue yet. You know, in my lifetime, I've seen Alan Greenspan. I've seen Ben Bernanke. And I saw the woman who replaced Ben Bernanke, Janet Yellen. Jerome Powell, I'm still getting used to this guy, but I think he's pretty much a dove, like Bernanke, like Yellen. We'll see what he has to say. The bank, central bank right now, tilting toward 4 increases in 2018. That's what some people say. And they keep insisting, no, there's only going to be 3. So we'll see. Listen to every word. Hang on every word when that compelling statement comes out later this morning. Well, Theresa May over in the UK narrowly avoided defeat over the EU withdrawal bill after conservative rebels accepted significant concessions from the government on the meaningful vote when it returns to the House of Lords next week. So, interpreted, that means Brexit is still on, as the UK will be departing and saying goodbye to the European Union and their one big giant economy, their open borders, all of this kind of thing. We've got, at least for now, they continue on their course of leaving. Core PPI. Now, this is different from CPI. CPI is what you pay, what the consumer pays. PPI is what the producers pay. This is the inputs into what you buy. PPI rises faster than anticipated. May producer price index plus 0.5%. I gotta believe a lot of that was oil prices versus 0.3 consensus. I mean, if you annualize that, that's 6%. But right now we're at running at a 3.1% year-over-year rate. But it does appear that input prices, ingredients into those products we buy, their prices continue to rise. And without the CPI rising, I heard one lady on the Fox Business Channel, she has just been permanently wrong ever since they've invited her on. She's always got a negative twist to everything. The problem is she's been wrong. Why do you want to listen to somebody who's been wrong? But I get it. They've got to have somebody on there. They have to have somebody on there taking the other side of the coin. But she doesn't even make good arguments. Oh, she says, the producers, the cost of ingredients are going up at restaurants and steel makers. And all. This is trouble. This is big trouble. This is going to dig into earnings. Well, this is about the 10th time she's cried wolf, 10 out of 10, and she's been wrong 9 out of 10, and I think she's wrong again this time. AT&T, that was the big news. That was after the close of the market yesterday. I think that was pretty much a surprise that a federal judge said that AT&T can go ahead and buy Time Warner. Well, AT&T is a dead stock. We're talking stodgy here. We're talking soggy. A stodgy old growth giant of yesteryear. Oh, I know. It's $201 billion. This used to be the bluest of blue chip stocks. I know. It pays a 6.1% dividend yield. I know all of this. But you know what AT&T has returned over the last 10 years? Let me give you the numbers, and this includes the dividend. AT&T is not growing their earnings anymore, and I don't think Time Warner, it may help a little bit, but not a whole lot. Over the last 10 years, AT&T's returns have been 5% per year, while the market's delivered 7.4%. So you're basically getting the dividend, and of course, over the last 12 months, things have really deteriorated at AT&T. The stock, even with the dividend, over the last 12 months is down 6.4%. Take away the dividend, the stock is down 12% over the last 12 months. Why? Because the stock continues to go down. Oh, I know, they continue to pay the dividend. But I want dividend, and I want earnings growth. AT&T has been growing its earnings by 5% per year over the last 5 years. Going forward, they're expected to grow their earnings by just 3% per year. You want a 3% grower in your portfolio? Be my guest. Is Time Warner the answer to AT&T's soggy growth? Well, it can't hurt. I mean, Time Warner's been growing by 17% per year. But Time Warner's under quite pressure themselves, and their growth is slowing down considerably. They're looking for 9% growth in earnings this year and 0% growth in earnings next year. Of course, Time Warner is popping on the news. It's up 3.7%, AT&T is sagging on the news. It's down 3.7. But the stock that I own that has affected by the ripples coming from this decision, when we come back, I told you about this stock several weeks ago, maybe 2-3 weeks ago. I featured it. I said it's in play. I think it's a great arbitrage play because I think that their deal will go through. And that stock is breaking out with a vengeance today. It's one of my largest holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management. When we come back, we'll talk about that company, that stock that has nothing to do with telecom or media, but it's popping today on the Time Warner AT&T News. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'll have to check with my schedulers, but last I heard, the appointments in Dallas are going very, very quickly. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, June 27th, June 28th, June 29th. 1 hour appointments. And I know they are filling up very quickly. And the workshop on Saturday at 8:30 a.m. at the Embassy Suites by Dallas Love Field. The address, 3880 West Northwest Highway. Those are also, those seats are also filling up quickly for the workshop, where I'll be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process of selection, the ringer that I put my database of 5,500 through to arrive at those best 25 or 30 for each of my portfolios. And I'll give several examples, obviously, of Best Stocks Now. Hopefully this will make you a much better investor, give you a lot more confidence going forward. You know, on those days when the market's down 300, 200, and you're tempted to pull the trigger and sell everything, that's been the wrong thing to do for the last 9 years. Now, at some point in time, the worm will turn, and the U.S. economy will begin to go into recession, and earnings will finally peak here in this nine-year expansion, and we continue to watch very carefully, high up upon the watchtower here for that time. And I'll also talk at that workshop about what I will be looking for, or what I do look for every day as a clue that this nine-year-plus bull market is grinding to a halt. So if you'd like to attend the workshop, Saturday, June 30th, at the Embassy Suites Dallas Love Field, or if you'd want one of those prized one-hour slots with me on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, preceding that Saturday morning, go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. All right. I predicted that this would be a record year for deals. Why? Because there's a lot of cash sitting out there. You know, all of that cash that's being repatriated when they redid the tax laws. And companies are flush with cash. And a lot of companies are looking to acquire. And there's not a lot of acquisition candidates out there. And the big one that's been out there, hanging out there for quite some time, AT&T's deal. Now, AT&T is a $200 billion soggy stock. Time Warner's got a little bit more life to it. It's a $78 billion stock. So obviously, this is a very big deal. They're paying $78 billion, $85 billion, something like that, for AT&T. But the thought was, the regulators, the antitrust folks, would get a little heartburn with this one, making AT&T. Remember, they had to break up AT&T at one point in time into all the baby bells, and then, of course, AT&T's been putting back Humpty Dumpty ever since then, and now they're adding Time Warner to their portfolio. But the big news came after the close of the market yesterday. A federal judge says, okay, we don't see any problems here with antitrust. You can go ahead and buy them. Well, okay, we've got Time Warner up 3.7% today, breaking out to a new 52-week high, and we've got AT&T down 3.5% today. But now the market looks, this is going to embolden. Oh, there's no question about it. This is going to embolden many companies who thought Trump's Department of Justice would be a little bit hawkish on these mergers, especially in the media arena, that he's not exactly a fan of. There's been times when he's called Comcast one of the worst enemies to the state, and he's gone off on the media many times, and I think rightfully so. You know, I read so many twisted, untrue, bent stories, it makes me sick, absolutely sick to my stomach. But having said that, this is going to embolden companies like CBS. They've been chasing other companies around. This is going to embolden companies like Comcast, and this is going to help Sprint and T-Mobile, especially thinking, gosh, if they allowed Time Warner and AT&T to merge, why wouldn't they let us merge? There's Viacom out there. There's Lionsgate Entertainment that could be a takeover target. There's the Discovery Channel. There's Sinclair Broadcasting. There's Tribune Media. Well, there's all kinds of possible marriages now that could take place with this green light on the AT&T Time Warner tie-up. But the one that interests me the most right now is not media-related. I spoke a couple weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago. I'd have to look up the exact date. I don't know the exact date, but I featured Aetna, a company out of Hartford, Connecticut. I said, even if Aetna does not get bought out by CVS, the big drugstore company, Aetna is a fine company as a standalone company. Either way, I like Aetna. I own Aetna in my Premier Growth portfolio. They've exhibited nice growth over the years. Large cap stock. They've been growing by 13% per year over the last 5 years. And I own Aetna in my growth and income portfolio because Aetna also pays a 1.1% dividend yield. Well, Aetna liked the news from yesterday, and Aetna is exploding to the upside today. You can look at a chart. That's a very lively, vibrant, viable chart there on Aetna, because I think the market is saying, you know, the chances of this happening are a lot greater. And I talked about the wide gap the last time I spoke about Aetna between the price that CVS has offered to Aetna and how far away that Aetna was trading from that price. Why the big gap? Why isn't Aetna trading at its buyout price? Because of the risk involved and the doubt that the deal would go through. Well, I felt all along that the deal was going to go through. We still don't know if it will go through or not, but obviously with the okay on the AT&T Time Warner merger, the market looks at this and says, you know, this sure increases the odds of the CBS Aetna deal going through. Aetna up $4.21%, up $7.61 on the news. So I'm happy. Aetna, a big position here at Gunderson Capital Management. One of my arbitrage, I think it's my only arbitrage play so far, looking pretty good. AET Aetna, so glad I met you. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, there is another one, too, within the ripple effect of the AT&T Time Warner merger. The one that I'm directly affected by, well, indirectly, Aetna, which is popping today, thinking that the potential for that one to be approved is much greater than it was yesterday, and Aetna popping on the news. And there's still quite a bit of room between where Aetna's trading at today and the offer that CVS has made. So there's still some arbitrage money to be made if the deal goes through. There's still a pretty big risk premium or risk factor involved in this stock between the price that CVS has offered Aetna and the price Aetna is currently trading at. The other one is Express Scripts and Cigna. And Express Scripts is being acquired or attempting to be acquired by Cigna. Express Scripts is up 4.9% this morning, also jumping on the AT&T Time Warner news. Well, the IEA, those are the guys that watch oil all over the world. They say that prices are unlikely to increase as sharply as they did from the middle of that last year to this year. They're laying out their first forecast for 2019. They think that oil prices are about here to stay where they're at right now in the $65, $66 range. But you know what? It's always difficult to predict prices of commodities. I continue to maintain some exposure to the energy patch, but maybe oil prices have reached a peak for now. I'll keep a close eye on my remaining energy holdings. Mortgage applications, where's that 30-year this week? 4.83 as it heads for 5. Again, last year at this time, we were at about 3.9. That's got to be impacting real estate sales, refinancing, all kinds of various professions that are very interest rate sensitive. Now, here's one that I like. Here's one that I know I will vote for. I know it's a secret ballot. A controversial plan to split California into three new states has garnered enough signatures to qualify for the November 6th ballot. The long shot proposal would create a new jurisdiction centered around Los Angeles and two others, divvying up the counties to the north and to the south. Well, I'm in Southern California. We have quite a bit of a demographic difference from the Bay Area. So this would be the first. If California approves it, and think about the delegate count. You know, that's just a free spot. You know, on bingo, there's that free spot right in the center that everybody gets. Well, you know, as far as blue state go, it's a free one. It's automatic. Not any longer the home of Ronald Reagan is California a red state. It is blue and solid blue and probably never to turn back. But if they divide California into three, which I would be in favor of, now they'd have to win three. Now you'd have three different delegate counts. Now, the last state to do this, 1863, when West Virginia split away from Virginia. All right, we talk about, I'm going to feature a stock here. I got a few other news items that I find of interest here today. Target. I told you that Target was hitting new highs. This story caught my attention. Target is on track of 47 straight years of increased dividends. Well, I didn't know Target had been around for 47 years, but I guess it has. I'm trying to remember how old I was when my mommy took me first to a Target. I remember Attention Target Shoppers, or was that Kmart? Attention Kmart Shoppers. They had the blue light special. Everybody would run for the blue light special, put it in their cart, head for the cash register before the blue light went off. Target, 47 straight years of increased dividends. A stock that I noticed yesterday in my daily trip through the market, which once again shows the strength of the consumer. Now, this pundit on the Fox Business Channel this morning was talking about how weak the consumer is. That goes totally against countless examples in the last 2 or 3 months of individual stocks, everything from Abercrombie and Fitch to Urban Outfitters to American Eagle. I mean, just across the board, the consumer discretionary sector is one of the top ranked sectors in the entire market, if it's not number one. How can she go on the Fox Business Channel and try to tell me how weak the consumer is? Does she look at charts of stocks during the day? Does she look at XRT, which is the retail ETF? Well, the one that jumped out at me yesterday, which really shocked me, because things aren't exactly cheap at this one, and yet this stock is exploding to new highs. Tiffany and Company. Breakfast at Tiffany's, headquartered in New York, 315 jewelry stores worldwide. I can't even walk in without a security guard following me around. Of course, they do that to me at Target, too. I don't know why. As soon as I walk in, I got a security guard shadowing me. Well, Tiffany, they've got some expensive stuff in there. Did you see that Triple Crown trophy? Oh my gosh, what a beautiful piece of jewelry. I don't know who's going to get it. There's about 300 owners of that horse, Justify. But that was one gorgeous trophy, probably made by Tiffany in New York. Tiffany breaking out to new highs. So here's what I did yesterday. I updated my target price on Tiffany. I always do that when companies report earnings. I was shocked. I said, this is one of the better stocks in the entire market, Tiffany. If people are buying at Tiffany, and if the $5 store is doing well, which I own five, which had a phenomenal week last week, and just about everything in between Tiffany and the $5 store, how can she make the statement that the U.S. consumer is pinched right now? Someone needs to pinch her, say, wake up, look at some charts, lady, before you go in on Fox in the morning. And by the way, your lipstick smeared too. All right, well, lithium revival across the U.S. Yeah. You know, I talked about that new ETF that's coming out. I want to get them on the show. It's already out, BATT, which includes a lot more than just the lithium ETF. Why is lithium such a hot commodity these days? It's the lightest metal on the chemistry chart. You remember that from chemistry as we looked at the metals? Lithium, the lightest metal. Why is that good? Because those Tesla cars don't want batteries with lead in them. They wouldn't go from 0 to 60 in 4.5 seconds with lead in them. But lithium's a lot lighter. Well, electric batteries, the electrification of the car, the race is on. It's a major movement. Now, where is lithium found in the United States? Well, according to this article, in North Carolina, Nevada, and half a dozen other states, miners are working to revive the U.S. lithium industry. We once had the world's largest lithium industry until it fell off in the 1990s when Chile started extraction from the brine pools at lower costs. And we've talked about Chile. We've talked about the stocks down there that are big lithium players. Well, here in the U.S., the big lithium players are Piedmont Lithium, P-L-L-L, Albemarle, A-L-B, and Lithium Americas, L-A-C. All see opportunity amid a surging electronic vehicle market. electric vehicle market and increased battery demand. The U.S. produced only 2% of the world's lithium last year, but has around 13% of the world's identified resources. Okay, when we come back, I'm going to do my featured stock of the day. Stay tuned for that. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, 2 weeks from today, I'll be in Dallas with my team, and those appointments going very, very quickly. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the 27th, 28th, 29th, and the workshop Saturday morning, 30th. Now, next week, maybe the next 2 weeks, I will be in Scottsdale, Arizona. And if you would like to make an appointment with me while I'm in Scottsdale in the Valley of the Sun, and it is the Valley of the Sun this time of year, I'm looking forward to it. You can call me at 855-611-BEST, or you can reach us at GundersonCapital.com. So a couple weeks in Scottsdale before we're off to Dallas for several days. And then I think Minnesota is next on the list. I want to get back to that Mall of the Americas. And my good friends in Minnesota. All right, well, we got to feature a stock here before the hour's up. The name of the show is Best Stocks Now, the Best Stocks Now radio show. One of the great small cap stocks in the market today. In fact, it's currently ranked number 53 overall in my Best Stocks Now app, which currently has 4,865 different stocks. It's actually got 5,400. We had a little issue with about 400 stocks not getting a rank yesterday. I've got Douglas Apperly looking into that, but there's about 5,400 in the app. And this one comes in at number 53, Centene, SNC. The healthcare stocks have been strong recently. We talked about Aetna earlier in the day. We talked about United Healthcare earlier in the week. Well, one of the great growers over the last 7-8 years has been Centene, CNC, which is headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri, where the Padres are right now. They beat the Cardinals last night. And the week that we're in Texas, the Padres are going to be in Texas. They'll be playing for the first pick in the next draft as two very lowly teams face off in Texas Arlington Stadium. I'll be there Tuesday night at the Padre game wearing my colors, Texas fans. Padre brown and mustard, brown and mustard yellow. Oh, and they're beautiful together. Beautiful sight. Well, anyway, Centene headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri. Centene was a $12 stock back in 2011. Today it's a $125 stock. That's a 10-bagger. That's 2.5 home runs right there. Centene has been growing their earnings over the last 5 years by 38% per year. CNC. And how has that translated? How has that earnings growth translated to stock performance? because I have said many times that stocks follow earnings. Centene's earnings have been growing by 38% per year over the last 5 years. Now listen to this. If this doesn't convince you that stocks follow earnings, nothing will. What do you think the returns of Centene stock have been over the last 5 years? While their earnings have been growing by 38% per year. The stock has been going up by 38% per year. How about that? That's why as a growth investor, you want to find the superior growth stocks. If stocks follow earnings, if earnings are going down, stocks are going to follow those earnings. If earnings are decelerating, the stock's going to decelerate. If earnings are just dinking along, the stock's going to just dink along. I want a nice trajectory of earnings because the stock follows. Over the last 12 months, Centene up 58%. Now, can we make a valuation case? I can make a very strong valuation case. I am not recommending this stock. I'm using it as an example. I like to combine performance slash momentum with a reasonable valuation. Is that too much to ask? Well, some days it is, but there's usually 200 or 300 stocks that meet those criteria on a daily basis, and the same ones come up over and over and over again, including CNC. CNC is currently trading at 15 times forward earnings with a 15% growth rate expected over the next 5 years. That means it's trading at its growth rate. Its PEG ratio is 1. As a growth at a reasonable price investor, I like PEG ratios as close to 1 or under 1 if I can get them. The five-year target price that I have on Centene is $205 per share. The stock is currently trading at $125 per share. No guarantees here, but this stock currently fits my criteria of momentum, performance, and a reasonable valuation, a rare combination that I strictly adhere to in the portfolios that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management. Number 53 rank overall is Centene. Once again, not a recommendation, but an example of the criteria that I use, which I'll be putting on display at the workshop on June 30th in Dallas. Better reserve a spot quickly because they're going fast. 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. I was trying to think of another, you know, the MPT, Modern Portfolio Theory. I'm trying to think of a substitute name of that. I know it begins with mediocre. I don't have the other two. Mediocre portfolio. I got to come up with the T. I'm just not a fan of modern portfolio theory. I mean, look at this year. You've got the bond market drifting lower. You've got the index, the Dow, just barely above water. You add those two together if you're 50-50. You're underwater for the year. If you're greatly weighted towards the bond market, you're really, well, this is just 1 year, Gunderson. Yeah, but look at the next 5 years. What are the prospects for interest rates in the bond market? Does anybody walk outside and see which way the wind is blowing? I know that gal on CNBC, no, Fox Business Channel doesn't. She thinks the consumer's weak right now. Anyways, you can give us a call, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.